I'm Mark Bayshore. This is Current State on WKAR. Our summer travel series continues today, and WKAR's Peter Wharf takes us to Dearborn for a bit of living history.
It's a perfect summer afternoon in Michigan. 85 degrees, low humidity, bright blue sky, a few puffy clouds. And on a grassy hill under the shade of towering oaks and locust trees, I'm watching a baseball game. Historic baseball played every weekend at 1:30 into August at Dearborn's Greenfield Village. The two resident teams are playing today. It's the Nationals versus the La-Di-Das. Historic baseball seasons culminate in a championship series at season's end. Marcus Dixon has been an umpire in past championship games at the Village.
So we have teams who are playing baseball the way it was played in 1867, with the equipment, with the rules, with the uniforms, to try to recreate the game in the days before there was professional baseball, when it was an amateur game, my town against your town for the glory and honor of our town.
Historic baseball at Greenfield Village is a time machine. Players wear period button-up long-sleeve uniforms, sleeves rolled up today, with apologies to the ladies. They play by 1867 rules, like balls played off branches hanging over fair territory, and outs called when caught off the first bounce, when it's foul. Don't worry, the players will get it right. More on that later. There's no pitcher's mound, and gloves are optional, not preferred. But Marcus Dixon feels the appeal of historic baseball goes much deeper.
Historic baseball is not just old rules, it's not just old equipment, it's also taking you to a different time when the world was different. The way that people thought about honesty, the way that people thought about competition was different. The games were played hard, the clubs who played wanted to win, but they certainly wanted to win fairly. It's really interesting when people do come to see a historic baseball game, how quickly they become attached to the game. I can't count the number of times someone has said to me, this is so much more fun than going to see a major league game. And there's a lot of reasons for that. One is that the game is exciting. They say people who are playing not because they're being paid millions of dollars, but because they really, really love this game.
Dixon continues to explore historic baseball's creed of fair play. This time I caught him between innings taking a break from his La-Di-Da's catcher's position.
The things that are appealing to me most of all is that this is a game where you're expected to play fairly. If you know you're out, you leave the field. If you know you're not out and the umpire calls you out, you tip your hat and you leave the field. And if you were to not do that, if you were to know that you were out and stay on the field, people wouldn't want you to play. This is a game where, in the championship game in the World Tournament, there was a play where the umpire called a runner out on first, and the first baseman said, no, sir, the throw pulled my foot off the base. My foot was not on the base. The runner was not out. In the championship game. And everybody said, that's exactly the right thing to do. And so that's the kind of game I want to play.
That guy in the background with the running color commentary is Ken Jacobs. He's wearing a white shirt and floppy black bow tie, light gray trousers and vest, and a cream-colored stovepipe hat, sort of a huskier Abe Lincoln in negative. You can hear Ken all across the field. There's a speaker hidden in a wooden box that looks sort of like it might cover an old well or something. He's another guy that has the game deep in his DNA. And as a bonus, Ken is funny.
Right now, Mr. Robert just kind of slowed down there. I thought he was going to throw, but I think he looked more like modern dancing or something.
As Greenfield Village's steam locomotive passes by, players stop in mid-inning for huzzas to the Iron Horse. This happens a few times every game. Announcer Ken Jacobs has played other roles on the historic baseball field. In this case, he runs our time machine from the 1860s to about 1912. Ken takes the field for a pregame speech, this time wearing a dark gray suit and round spectacles. His character this time, Teddy Roosevelt.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I love this game of baseball, and I'm honored that the National League and the American League have honored me with a golden pass to go and see their games anytime. But I'd rather see fellows like this. You know, my sons Kermit and Quentin play on the White House lawn occasionally, or they did when we were in the White House, and we hope we're going to be back there soon. And I'm glad to report 23-4 was the score for Quentin's team and Kermit's team. We were honored to win, right there on the White House lawn. Now, I'm more of a boxer myself. I'm in it for the fight. And I'll tell you what, we have election in front of us for 12, and I hope you'll be in it for the fight and vote for the Bull Moose Party, fellas, so we can get all these ladies to vote for us in 16 when we win women's suffrage.
After the fifth inning, I also had a chance to speak with one of the guys on the other team, the Nationals. Jack Spiteman got into the historic game a few years back. He plays outfield.
A friend that I played softball with got on the year before, and he let me know that they had an opening. I came and tried out and got on the team. You really have to have two things to play. You have to know how to play baseball, but the most important thing is to be able to interact with the crowd.
Well, we finished. The Dodgers
crowd, because what we want to do is have an instructional here. Teach people about the way baseball was played back in 1867 and the different rules and how they're different from today. And it's such a great environment with, you know, being here at Greenfield Village, the history they have. So,
the history and the ways of days gone by, says Jack Spiteman, far removed from scenes like this. What many consider one of the game's most calculating and controversial acts, the Pine Tar incident, which started with a home run by a Hall of Famer.
George Brett has just homered, and Billy Martin and the Yankees want the bat. Look at Martin.
Well, what they're talking about, Frank, is that he's got too much pine tar, and you've got to have a certain amount of distance from the trademark of the bat and the pine tar. They might be going to call George Brett out.
Well, the Yankees win. He's out.
Yes, sir.
Brett is out. Look at this. Brett is out.
And he's steaming mad.
He is out and having to be forcibly restrained from hitting plate umpire Tim McClellan.
From George Brett and Billy Martin back to Jack Spiteman.
Honestly, what I like is it's a gentleman's game. We're on our honor out there. If you make a catch, if you tag somebody out, you state that, and generally people agree. We're playing, you know, we're not playing for money. We're playing for the love of the game, for the sport. Like I said, it's a gentleman's game. We play a full nine innings because it would be ungentlemanly to quit in the ninth inning, okay, that kind of thing. And it's just kind of lacking in today's society. Honestly, I really enjoy, and I enjoy the exercise, obviously, the chance that I can get out here and play. And I have to get out there and play left field again.
I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
This year's World Tournament of Historic Baseball is Saturday and Sunday, August 13th and 14th at Greenfield Village. For Current State, I'm Peter Wharf.
Well, they go for the fourth out, but they really don't need it. Our progress of our game stopped by progress out there. Let's give them three cheers and get them on their way. Hit, hit, high! Hit, hit, high! Hit, hit, high!
Just don't scream.